You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Utah could officially have an NHL team by the end of the week, starting a new era of sports here along the Wasatch Front.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage. Adam?
Amanda, sources say the Arizona Coyotes are expected to be sold to Utah Jazz owner Ryan Smith sometime between this Wednesday and Saturday. The anonymous source tells the Associated Press the $1 billion deal would give Smith the franchise and the ability to move them here to Salt Lake City. It would also promise Arizona an expansion franchise if they can build a new arena within the next 5 years. Now, this comes just days after Arizona's general manager traveled to meet up with the team to reportedly inform players that they will be moving to Utah. The NHL has also reportedly made two drafts of next year's schedule, one where the Coyotes are in Arizona, the other where they're here in Utah. Live at hopefully the future home of NHL hockey, the Delta Center, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
All of this, of course, has local hockey fans pretty fired up. KSL TV's Brianna Chavez has been talking to those fans at a local sports bar.
Inside Legends Pub and Grill in downtown Salt Lake, you're bound to find all kinds of sports fans.
There's just something always going on, something always moving.
Including hockey fans like Trevor Harding, who happens to own the sports bar. And he's not alone.
I'm a huge hockey fan.
My parents were season ticket holders, and so we'd always go down and watch the Nuggets, the Avalanche, because they all play in the same area.
So when news broke of the Arizona Coyotes possibly coming to Salt Lake City, these hockey fans were excited.
An official announcement about the team's move is expected to happen this week.
Natalie Klein will lose her seat on the Utah State Board of Education. KSL News Radio's Michael Komet is live with that story. Michael?
Amanda, Klein was ousted from her seat during Saturday's Salt Lake County Republican nominating convention. Taking her place is challenger Amanda Bollinger, who took 63% of the vote. Now, during the night of the election, Bollinger went on to thank her supporters on social media.
And I am so grateful for your support to show that we really here in Utah care about what's best for kids. Thank you.
Bollinger was an administrator, principal, and teacher with Jordan School District and a coach and special ed teacher with Granite School District. Reporting live, Michael Komet, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Matt Johnson. The heavy rain this morning is going to have some impressive totals.
Highs will top out in the low 50s. We could see, generally speaking, a quarter to a half inch of water with this system in the valleys. Snow levels up above 6,500 feet.
Yeah, could be up to a foot of snow, and even more in the Cottonwoods, might be a foot and a half. The Central Mountains will even get 5 to 10.
Our spring weather has more people getting their bikes out of the garage.
Once spring hits, bikers hit the streets, but so do bike thieves. Salt Lake City Police Detective Michael Ruff says they offer a free registration program that can help police track down a bike if it does get stolen.
I think people that are taking bikes are more looking at a crime of opportunity. So regardless of whether you have an e-bike or you've just got a little starter bike, we'd recommend that you not only register it, but make sure it's secure when you leave it somewhere.
Ruff says it only takes a few minutes to complete online. Otherwise, it's really hard for police to trace a bike to its owner. Even if your bike isn't worth a lot, it's worth the peace of mind. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. President Biden urging Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to slow things down as he considers his response to Iran's missile and drone attack over the weekend. ABC's Jordana Miller is in Jerusalem for us this morning.
It was a historic night here, of course, because Iran has never struck Israel before. This used to be a shadow war, and now it came out into the open.
Israel and its allies, including the U.S., say they intercepted most of the drones and missiles fired by Iran.
The United Jewish Federation of Utah released a statement about the Iranian attack. The Federation says it's grateful to the U.S. Armed Forces and our allies who are standing strong with Israel and helping to defend her against the Iranian threat. The statement went on to say, "We hope many will join us in praying for the safety and well-being of the people of Israel."